Hello and welcome. You're listening to Agronomy and Economy from the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center. I am Ryan Beto, an NDSU Extension Cropping System Specialist.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, Dickinson Farm Business Management Instructor, employee of Bismarck State College. As we prepare for the growing season in southwest North Dakota, producers are looking to get the most out of what they put in the ground. You reap what you sow, and the preparations that are made on the farm this spring affect the yields this fall. There are many factors that impact yield, plant population, fertility, moisture, and facing the challenges that come with weed, insect, and disease pressure. Some of these factors are within producers' control. Some are not. A savvy producer will focus on what they have control over and plan accordingly. There are many questions farmers and ranchers must ask themselves when preparing a plan. What is the plan for their operation? Does the cash flow account for the costs necessary for a proper stand establishment, such as spring soil testing, seed treatment, herbicide application, as well as many other factors? Does it account for weed management? If not, the money and moisture that should be allocated to cash crops and forages will be stolen by weed.
You can't manage what you don't know, and you don't know what you don't see. Scouting fields prior to planting is imperative to proper management. Once those conditions are fit for planting, there are many variables that impact stand establishment. Before planting, a germination test should be done on your seed to make sure that your seed is viable. How much of this seed has germinated? This should be factored in when determining your seed rate. In conjunction with germination, you need to know the seed weight. Planting plans are often done in bushel per acre bags or bags per acre, but how many viable seeds are in a bushel or a bag? Many farmers have a target of 1.3 million plants per acre for wheat. It is important to make sure that the bushel per acre rate will achieve the plant per acre rate. Optimal seeding rates for small grains can be found on the NDSU website. For more information, look at the NDSU Extension publications or talk to your local Extension agents.
Once the seed rate is established, there are factors with planting and equipment that are important to keep in mind. Has a planter been calibrated? At what depth and planting speed will allow for proper seed placement? This will vary by soil type and equipment used on the operation. When farmers get into spring seeding, time is of the essence. Recognizing the time constraints of each operation and the labor needed is important for efficiently planting within the seeding window. A wide range of planting dates and crop variety can help spread labor over both the planting and harvesting seasons.
Hopefully this information will start a conversation to help further understand the ramifications of decisions made on the farm this spring. Remember, prior preparation prevents poor performance. That's all we have for you today. If you have any questions or you'd just like to visit, you can contact us at the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center, located at 1041 State Avenue, Dickinson, North Dakota. Or you can give us a call at 701-456-1100. I'm Ryan Beto.
And I'm Levi Helmuth. Be patient in the fields and kind on the road.
Have a good one.